This is Marie from BCB. It is December 1st, 2024. Today is such a historic day for Bradford. They thought it wouldn't happen until 2035, but we've done it again. Here we are on Platform 1 at Bradford Interchange, waiting for the first high-speed direct service coming in from London King's Cross. Just a few minutes until this train pulls in. Whilst we've got a few minutes, I just want to hand over to my colleague Chantal over here, who will be interviewing a local Bradfordian.
I'm here at the Grand Bradford train opening. It's incredibly busy. Everyone is super excited and waiting for the first ever arrival of a train from London. With me right now, we have Shivi, a fellow Bradfordian. How excited are you today?
Oh, I'm super excited. I've come here with my whole family to see these people coming in from London. And I've never been to London, so I can't wait to get on the train and go see the Big Ben.
Are you planning on going on the train today?
Not today, but definitely over the weekend.
How long have you been in Bradford for?
Oh, all my life, which is now 30 years. And I'm so happy that this is finally in front of me.
And I've just spotted a celebrity, Talia, and we're going to go over and talk to her now. When was you last here?
Yeah, I was last here. It was 2018. I was being interviewed by you at BCB.
What have you been up to over the years?
Quite a lot, actually. I've been recording my second album, so I'm back in Bradford, actually, to be signed by a record deal this time.
Oh, well, that's amazing. What was the journey here like?
The journey, actually, it's been terrible, so I'm so happy for this new one, because I was stuck in Leeds, like, for an hour. It's horrible.
And how excited are you to be here today?
I'll show you how excited I am.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
Well, that sounded amazing. Do you think that this will make it a lot easier for you to commute, like from Bradford to London?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to have to hand straight back to Marie now.
Thank you, Chantal. I can see it now. The train is slowing down. The doors are about to open, and look who it is. The one and only Eric.
Yes.
There it is. There he is, the one and only Eric Dana Levine, our honorary Bradfordian who saw the potential in us years ago and has been working diligently to help realize our potential, passionately campaigning for this direct train service. Whilst he makes his entry to the podium, I'm just going to hand over to my colleague Chantal again.
Hello, madame. What have you come to Bradford for?
I'm here for the fantastic shopping and eating. I've heard so much about all the lovely little individual shops and boutiques here.
It's such a beautiful jacket coat that you're wearing. How was your train journey here?
Well, let me start by telling you a little bit about my fabulous jacket. It's a Jo Dawson limited edition. Read all about it in Vogue. It's high-tech, eco-friendly. They keep in the heat. They're water-resistant. And I'm here to buy one for my mum.
That sounds lovely. So I'm guessing it was nice and warm for you on your train ride here?
It was, yes, but very warm on the train anyway. Fast journey, 90 minutes and complimentary champagne.
Sounds absolutely amazing. Is this your first time in Bradford?
Yes, it is, yes.
And what else are you going to do whilst you're here?
Well, I'm taking the opportunity to stop overnight. Fantastic hotel here and go out for a curry this evening.
What are you most excited for, the food or the shopping?
It's both, it's everything.
Sounds amazing. Now we're going to head back over to Marie because I think that our special guest speaker, Eric, is here now.
There he is, making his way to the podium.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down as the greatest demonstration of urban regeneration in the history of our great nation. 50 years ago, I was not born, but 100 years later, which was just 10 years ago, I arrived in Bradford for the first time, tired and weary from a long drive from London. What I saw was not the Bradford of the BBC or the Daily Fail, but instead a city full of hope and promise, citizens already planting the seeds of a more glorious, prosperous, and inclusive future. My brothers and sisters, I must tell you that on that rainy but hopeful day 10 years ago, I had a dream. I had a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men, women, and non-gender identifying humans are created equal. I had a dream that one day on the mere pools of Bradford, the sons and daughters of former mill owners would play alongside the sons and daughters of curry shop owners. I had a dream that empty retail shops would be filled with the vibrancy of the city they served. I had a dream that empty streets would be filled with children, families, workers, and tourists from around the world, all walking amongst the trams, trams, and more trams. I had a dream that men and women of all colors and creeds would sip Yorkshire tea together while eating curry-flavored Polish sausages in beautiful parks. I had a dream that the strong female leaders would carve out a future even more glorious, diverse, and prosperous than Bradford's past. I had a dream that the synthetic fibers of our jumpers would be replaced by organic wool, keeping us warm during winters that were still cold because we'd stopped global warming. I had a dream. I had so many dreams, Bradford. But none of those dreams were as important as the dream that I would be able to take a train direct from London to this utopian paradise. I am here today with you, my brothers and sisters of Bradford, to proclaim that I am no longer asleep. I am awake and full of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual energy. I am awake and I am here to tell you that all my dreams have come true. And Bradford is now the city we all deserve, full of inclusive diversity, prosperity, health, and trains. God bless England and God bless Bradford.
How inspiring. I am deeply moved and I can see the tears in the crowd streaming on everyone's faces. There you have it, Bradford. We've done it again. The dream has become a reality. That's it from BCB 106.6 FM on this momentous day in Bradford history.